1 month after the province nixed plans for a potential 2030 Olympic bid, leaders from the Canadian Olympic and Paralympic Committees are urging British Columbia's government to keep a flicker of hope alive, especially as questions have emerged around the province's new major events MRDT tool. Bid proponents sent an open letter addressed to BC's elected officials on Monday, November 21, inviting the province and new Premier David Eby to reconsider and sit down with all parties and fully explore the potential of this project together. Minister of Tourism, Sport and Culture Lisa Beer's October 27 announcement that the province would not support efforts to bring the Winter Olympics back to Canada's West Coast came nearly 1 year after the Canadian Olympic Committee, COC, and the Canadian Paralympic Committee, CPC, joined forces with the Lillooet 7 UL, Lillooet, XWM 0 KW WIM, Musqueam, SK underscore WX underscore WU 7 MEES, Squamish, and Eslil Tal, Sail Wattooth, First Nations, alongside the resort municipality of Whistler and the City of Vancouver, to explore the feasibility of an Indigenous-led bid to host the 2030 Games. The letter signed by COC President Tricia Smith and CPC President Marc-André Fabian said the decision took bid proponents by surprise. Considering the feasibility work completed and a draft proposal submitted, we expected the next step to be a face-to-face meeting with all parties to discuss the costs and benefits, priorities, and possibilities, it read. The BC government has not yet given any of the parties, despite attempts by us and the nations, an opportunity to have this discussion. In a statement issued November 15, prior to the letter's release, Lillooet Nation Chief Dean Nelson told Peak his initial reaction to the province's refusal of support for a First Nations-led Olympic bid was one of realization that this is where we are in our relations. In Nelson's view, there was very little dialogue between the provincial government and the four host nations about the Olympic bid. The lack of meaningful discussions with the province prompted Nelson to wonder if there was ever any intent on entertaining the concept of an Indigenous-led Games, he continued. I felt that if the province was serious about the relationship, there would have been a greater effort and availability to meet right from the beginning. I stated in the beginning of the Olympic talks that we will see where First Nations stand at the end when the decision is made, said Nelson. I felt that we could have had clear communication and an even better process of inclusive talks with First Nations and the provincial government, and all parties included. The legacy could have been one of opportunity for at least one First Nation youth to experience taking part and as a witness from the Lillooet Nation as one of the four host nations. In Monday's letter, Smith and Fabian reiterated the event's potential benefits, arguing the Games could serve as a model for reconciliation and as the first climate-positive Olympics. They said no Winter Games has ever relied so little on government investment. The bid proposal requested more than $1.2 billion in government funding. Know, however, that we are only interested in moving ahead with this project if it makes sense to do so, with the benefits outweighing the costs. To make that determination, it requires a full review and dialogue with all parties at the table. A unique project of this nature, led by the potential host First Nations, deserves a deeper look, the letter concluded. In a written statement sent to Peak on November 22, Minister of Tourism Lisa Beer said the NDP cabinet reviewed the 2030 proposal before determining the investment and risks hosting required outweighed potential benefits. Beer said she met virtually with representatives from the host First Nations and the COC on October 24 to communicate that decision. The cabinet decision is binding, Beer confirmed. We know that this decision is disappointing for everyone that put so much hard work into the bid, she added, but supporting the proposal any further would require dedicated and substantial provincial resources across government, while there are many competing priorities and challenges to be addressed. Questions remain about BC's new major events bid. Stakeholders weren't the only ones questioning the province's decision this month. While discussing the implementation of a new accommodation tax tied to major tourism events, BC Liberal MLAs grilled the NDP government over its decision to introduce that new funding tool 2 business days after publicly refusing support for, arguably, the pinnacle of international events. On October 31, BC's Ministry of Finance announced a new major events municipal and regional district tax, MRDT, of up to 2.5% on short-term accommodation sales, intended to help communities cover the cost of planning, staging and large-scale international tourism events. The new accommodation tax is distinct from the existing MRDT already in effect in more than 60 areas across British Columbia, including Whistler. Communities will be able to apply for the tool through Destination BC. This isn't a new concept, said BC Finance Minister Selena Robinson in a release. In 2007, a temporary 4% resort area tax, on top of the existing 2% accommodation tax, was introduced in the resort municipality of Whistler to help pay its costs for hosting the 2010 Winter Olympics. We see the potential benefits for other communities that are working to put BC on the international stage and bolster our economy. This new funding tool comes in direct response to the City of Vancouver's request to temporarily increase existing MRDT rates to help cover costs associated with FIFA matches in 2026. As one of the 16 North American cities slated to host the next FIFA Men's World Cup, Vancouver is expected to welcome teams and fans for 5 or 6 matches. Bill 42 seeks to amend the province's Provincial Sales Tax Act to include the new MRDT tool. The bill was discussed by the Legislative Assembly's Committee of the Whole on Tuesday afternoon, November 22, after receiving its second reading on November 2, at literally the exact same time that they were drafting Bill 42, a bill to enable extra revenue generation for international events. Those same ministers said no to an Indigenous-led Olympic bid, based on potential financial risk, without ever discussing this bill and its revenue potential to those proponents so that they could rework their business plan and show the government how their risk is diminished, said BC Liberal finance critic Peter Milobar, MLA for Kamloops North Thompson during the Assembly's November 2 session, later adding, "It defies logic as to why there were not those discussions." During a Tuesday, November 22 committee discussion, Robinson maintained the Olympics and the new MRDT are two completely separate topics. She said Cabinet could see no business case for hosting the 2030 Games, and maintained the scope and scale of the previously awarded FIFA matches compared to the Winter Olympics and Paralympics are like night and day. While this new MRDT was created specifically with Vancouver and FIFA in mind, it can, however, be used by other communities for other events, Robinson said. The major events MRDT is intended to be a time-limited, dedicated funding tool, available to communities ahead of big events, but questions still remain about just how many years that time frame would be limited to, and about what constitutes a major international tourism event in the first place. See to Sky MLA Jordan Sturdy asked whether that definition, for example, could be extended to every day in Whistler. The resort sees 50,000 visitors on any given day in both summer and winter, and generates $1.44 billion in consumer spending every year, he told colleagues on November 2. I would argue that that's a pretty major event. It generates $500 million in tax revenue. You'd say to yourself, well, it should have plenty of tax revenue, except that isn't tax revenue that goes to the municipality, unfortunately, or fortunately. It comes to the province. Though Sturdy said he supports the concept of the bill, he expressed concern that there wouldn't be enough time to clarify its terms before the Legislative Assembly's fall session wraps up on November 24. 5 Whistler events receive funding boost from BCTEP. The new MRDT tool is the latest of several mechanisms the province has at its disposal to help fund events in BC on November 10. The province named nearly 100 organizations that will together receive $4,808,467 in funding through BC's Tourism Events Program, TEP, representing the program's return after a 2-year pandemic-induced hiatus. Among the list were 5 major sporting and culture events slated to take place in Whistler in the coming months. The 2023 FIS Junior U23 World Nordic Championships will receive $102,163, while BMW IBSF Bobsleigh and Skeleton World Cup Whistler 2022, set to take place at the Whistler Sliding Center beginning November 24, has been granted $22,500. The 2022 Eberspacher Luge World Cup, scheduled to hit the Sliding Center's track December 8-10, will receive $14,500. A couple of Whistler's marquee festivals were also included, with the 2023 World Ski and Snowboard Festival taking home $50,000 and Kronkworks Whistler 2023 earning $125,000. TEP grants are capped at a maximum of $250,000 per event. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Black Tusk Nordic Events Society said the FIS Nordic Junior, U23 World Nordic Ski Championships Organizing Committee is really excited to welcome more than 500 athletes from almost 40 countries to Whistler Olympic Park from January 27 to February 5. In addition to the affordable admission price to the event, $5 daily spectator ticket or a pass for the duration of the event $25, this event will be live-streamed and actively broadcasted on television across Europe, the spokesperson added. Black Tusk Nordic Event Society has worked really hard with every source of funding available, including the provincial and federal governments, the private sector and many generous donors, and the $100,000 received from the tourism event program makes an important contribution to the event's $3 million total budget.